Brianne Begay has been really busy the past few years. She just finished law school at the University of New Mexico. Her partner, Eric Tomala, is an academic advisor at UNM. He started a doctoral program in the sociology department this fall. After work and school, Brianne and Eric try to squeeze in some time for fixing up a house they bought in Albuquerque in 2009.
With all home projects, you have to have time and money. So 3 years out and we still have little bits and pieces left. So.
But I think it's fun. I think it's part of owning a house and struggling, but at the same time, you know, seeing the result.
They've put in new floors, wood laminate to hold down the cost, and are currently working on new counters in the kitchen. They'll get to things around the house, but education is their main investment. Brianne's daughter, 10-year-old Kaya Nunley, attends a bilingual Spanish-English school. Kaya says she's picked up some new vocabulary during her mom's time in law school, which she put to use in a sign on her bedroom door.
It says, "Anyone who enters without permission will be prosecuted."
You need some privacy?
Yes, I do.
I think she put that up after she was having a rough evening. I have yet to be prosecuted for entering her room.
The whole family is following this year's political races. But Brianne, a registered Democrat, is the only one who'll be able to vote this year. Eric immigrated to the U.S. from Ecuador about 8 years ago. He's a permanent resident and is not eligible to vote. But he says the election matters, both for his life here and in his home country. Citizens of Ecuador are required to vote. Eric supports the current president of Ecuador, a progressive politician named Rafael Correa. Both Eric and Brianne say that immigration policy is a clear difference between American presidential candidates Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Comprehensive immigration reform hasn't been a big issue in the 2012 campaign. The couple says President Obama seems more supportive of the reforms they'd like to see, but things aren't perfect.
He's also deported more than any other president.
But it's because there was a previous push for that with the previous administration, right?
Bush kind of didn't really have like a huge stance on immigration.
I don't know. I think that he sort of used Latinos to get votes, pretty much. You know, that's what
Bush?
I think.
Yeah, George Bush.
I mean, he spoke like a little bit of Spanish, and that's how
he's from Texas.
Yeah, he convinced people, but he's used the Latino vote. That's what I think.
They say one thing that might be hurting Republicans is the DREAM Act. Congress has considered, but not passed, the DREAM Act, which would give young people a chance to apply for legal protection if they've been living in the country without papers. President Obama issued an executive order earlier this summer that offers protection for some young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Eric says he hopes Obama would push for more reforms during his second term in office.
A lot of my students that go to UNM will benefit from the DREAM Act. I think it will be really important, you know. I think they will probably follow similar path, similar to the one that I actually have, you know, which is going for more education. More credentials, I think. We need more of that.
Another thing that Eric and Brianne are watching is how politicians talk about programs that provide a safety net for people who need it. Brianne was a young mom. She had Kaya her senior year of high school, but she started college right away. She says federal programs like food stamps, subsidized housing, and Medicaid help make that possible.
I worked. I had two jobs, and I was a full-time student and a single mom, but I still needed some help. And so I had, I don't know, about $200 or $300 a month of food stamps. You know, some of my family members didn't think that was a good thing, and I just explained to them and kept firm in my ways that, you know, these programs are here for people that need it. You know, I am going to college. You know, I'm trying to make a better future, and I just graduated from law school.
Brianne says she'll confidently cast a ballot for President Obama this year. Eric could apply for citizenship someday and be eligible to vote, but he says the paperwork is expensive and he hasn't yet made up his mind about whether he's ready. One thing is certain. This family will be watching for the outcome of this November's election together and evaluating whether President Obama meets their expectations if he's elected to a second term in office. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Gustavus.